Here's Morty.
You get that judge in Florida. She's real talented.
Four lines down.
What can I tell you?
Okay, what can you tell me? How about if you tell me what the recent machlokas was, three-way machlokas we had in the Mishnah and the Gemara? Who wants to tell over the three-way machlokas?
Republicans, Democrats, and Independents.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
I plead.
Okay, so we have in the Mishnah, of course, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. And in the Gemara, we had Rabbi Osteinu. Those are the three shittas. And the issue is esrog daima to
vegetables
or not? And the Tanakhama held it was only bederach echad. All the other ways is shavli ilon. For orlo, ravoi, and shriyas. And from maisa to vegetables. You go basa lakita. And Rav Lezer held, no, that it's like a tree for all dinim, and the Chacham held it's like a vegetable for all dinim. So that was the three-way machlokes. So we have two of the people mentioning vegetables, two of the shitas. So we have Rabbi Gamliel, who has esrog daima to the yerek when it comes to maisras, and we have the Rabbi Osteinu for all the halachas, for Orlo, Ravoi, and Shvias. Okay?
And
Maestros, obviously, as well. Yeah. Let me take that back. I saw it says someone Farshim that when it comes to Orlo and Ravoi, they don't disagree with the Tanakhama. I think I saw that someplace over here. 6, 7, 8. Let me just see this real quick. I saw this.
Look at number 5.
Olar Avoy, yeah. When this Kibbutz Gemara, my dad is from Olar Avoy, Rei Riv Matz, Shemir Shasenu, Shukasa Shaldatam, Aflin in Orla, Holchim Esrogacha Halikita, Ulam Rei Bir, Pam Kanievsky, and Dechamuna. And apparently there is some Dian about this, whether they really, whether they go busting that or not. Okay. So, let's keep going. So the Gemara says, Reb Yirmiyah v'Rabimi b'shem Reb Yechanan, Reb Simon b'shem Reb Yishuv Malevi, Hakol Maiden, Sh'Rosh Hashanah Shalai.
Wait, where are you? Chof HaMeal from the middle of that. Four lines there. Four lines there.
Okay, we good?
Yeah, that's what
you
said the other page.
Reb Yirmiyah v'Rabimi said the name of Yechanan, Reb Simon b'shem name of Yishuv Malevi. Everyone is Maida. When we say everyone, we mean Rabbi Gamliel. No. It can't be referring to Rabbi Eliezer because he doesn't hold it has halacha like vegetable gabi any halacha. So it's not talking about him. It's talking about Rabbi Gamliel and the Rabbi Seinu that when it comes to the comparison of an elon, of an esrog, I should say, to a vegetable, that although they're comparing it to a vegetable, but legabi, one rule, it still has the same halacha like an esrog, like a tree. B'negeya what? B'negeya tu b'shvat. That the Rosh Hashanah is not like vegetables whose Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. Rather, even if you're going to give it a din like a vegetable, but the Rosh Hashanah shaloi is going to be tu b'shvat. So, l'mashal, let's take an example. When it comes to a vegetable, so a vegetable that was planted before an elul, and then it's picked in Tishrei of the Shana Shlishis, will be what kind of Meiser? Meiser Oni, right? The third year. Second to third year, that's what I'm telling you. If it was a tree in the same situation, it was planted in, it's going to be Meiser Sheni, according to everybody, because it's Rosh Hashanah, well, is not until Tu B'Shvat. So you're still in the second year, okay? That's his point, right? You know, if you planted it before Tu B'Shvat and you picked it after Tu B'Shvat of the Shana Shlishis, so if you hold, you go Basu Lakita, Legami Maisris, which Rabbi Seinu and Rabbi Gamliel both do, you will give Maiser Oni.
You give Maiser Oni, Maiser Sheni,
No. Orla is asabah and no one can eat it.
Right, so it's not the
No. Oh, when I say second yard, I was talking about the Shemitah. I'm talking about the Shemitah. I'm not talking about how old the tree is. Yeah, you thought you caught me, but you didn't.
No,
you thought I caught me. Okay. Okay, so that's what it's saying over here. Let's go on. A kol moed of Rosh Hashanah is Shomi Shosma. Okay. Rabbi Yechanan Shal Rabbi Yosef. So he asked a very strange question here. But it sounds hard, but it's really not hard. Just remember, there's the solar year, and there's the other kind of year. What kind of year is that?
Lunar.
The lunar year. What's the difference between the lunar year and the solar year?
11 days.
Very good. Everybody knows their calendars. Now, what's the Negea? This halakha that we're talking about now, because what's the significance of Tu B'Shvat? What do we say? Why is Tu B'Shvat significant?
The new year.
Because most of the sap that's necessary to grow that fruit is in the tree by Tu B'Shvat. Okay, that was the given. And we're going with that svara. Now the Gemara was asking itself, well, that's based on the solar calendar, fellas, because that's based on the weather. And the weather is based on the solar. And so that's his question. Rabbi Yochanan asked. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yochanan.
In the second third year of that cycle where you're off 30 days.
So let's make it very extreme. He's asking in a leap year, where we've added a month of Adar in order to catch up for the Chag HaAviv, right? So we're really behind. So maybe Tu B'Shvat is not really the right day to make for it. Maybe we should make the Rosh Hashanah a month later in Tu Adarishan, right? That was his question. That's what he means. He doesn't say it in the words, but that's what I got. That's what I gathered, okay? Oh yeah, this has nothing to do with Bikurim. Yeah, this has to do with Tu B'Shvat. Kisidron shal shanim, kisidron shal tkufas. Tkufas meaning, shanim meaning lunar, and tkufas meaning the weather, the solar. Tkufas hachama. Okay, amalei, kisidron shal shanim. His answer was, no changes. Ein mishanim, mishana l'shana, lo pogu rabbanan. It's always that way. That is, it's always that way. Now, either lo plug is enough of a reason all by itself, or, yeah, it's always Tu B'Shvat, or one could say, there's a very interesting pasuk that they quote here. The pasuk is... Oh, there's the pasuk. Umimeged was shamash, umimeged gerish yirachim. What does that mean? I don't know what it means exactly. It has to do with Yosef's land that will be blessed, that there's going to be fruits and tefuah that grow from the koyach of the shemesh.
The process will be accelerated on those.
And the mesek of the peiros that go out will be koyach hayareach. So there's a koyach hayareach that causes things to grow also.
We know that's true because you know that with the tides.
What's that?
Tides.
Yeah, I don't know what tides have to do with things growing, but...
No, I'm saying that the fact that the moon has
The moon has an effect on the earth, there's no question about that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, when it's full, I turn into Dracula. Okay.
I hope it's on the recording.
It's recording. Listen, so far I have gotten no feedback whatsoever from any recording. I could say anything. People are worried. Don't worry, no one listens. Don't worry about it. Okay. In fact, I want to put out if anybody hears this in the future, please send me an email and say, I heard you say this. Okay. Right, to the front. Okay, so that's what we have as a given. Next. Now, we're talking about a Maisa with Rabbi Kiva. Okay, Rabbi Kiva, this is an interesting story. The story is taking place on the first day of Shvat. And that Shvat was the Shana Shniya that's going into the Shlishis. Okay? So that means after Tu B'Shvat, it was going to be the third year. And it was Rosh Chodesh Shvat, just prior to that, so 2 weeks before that Tu B'Shvat. This is Rabbi Kiva's picking fruit off of a tree.
Is that what Beis Shammai holds? Is there a machlok?
We're going to see it right now. You're exactly right. Look what he does. So he's exactly right. So it says that he picked an esrog. He picked an esrog off a tree. And he was noheg to be machmer, the chumras of both, like Mordechai just said, the chumras of Beis Shammai and Beis Olam. Like the first mission Rosh Hashanah says, that Beis Shammai holds, the Rosh Hashanah Leilonos is Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and Beis Olam holds that it's Tu B'Shvat. So what's how if you were machmer like Beis Shammai, you know, without looking at any mepharshim, so what does that mean? According to Beis Shammai, what year is it?
Next year.
It's the third year. So according to Beis Shammai, what Meiser do you have to give? Meiser Oni. According to Beis Hillel, it's still the second year, and you have to give Meiser Sheni. So if you're going to be machmer like both, what are you going to give?
Both
Meiser Sheni and Meiser Oni. Now the Gemara is going to ask, how do you do that? Because it can't just be simple, right? I can't just take 10% and give it to the Oniim and take another 10% and make that Meiser Sheni. That doesn't make any sense. What was the 10% that you gave the Aniyim? If it was really, if you're Machmir, you can't be Makel, right? So if you're being Machmir,
less than 10%, you're saying?
No, I'm saying that if it was, because according, and I want to, what I'm saying to you is that according to Beis Hillel, it's truly the second year, and therefore you were really high to give Meiser Sheni. So it was Tevel that you gave the Aniyim. You didn't give them stuff, and you can't tell me, give the Aniyim Meiser Sheni, and tell them take it to Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to do that because when you give the aniyim, you have to give them stuff that is right lachila right here now. I'm talking about where I gave the aniyim Meiser Oni first, and then I took the Gemara is going to go through exactly what he does, but I'm just giving you an outline of what the problem is. Okay, so then, anyway, so he was much more like Bisham Bisol. So the Gemara asked Akasha on the Maisa. He says, Lomli Esrog, why are we saying that he picked an Esrog? Any fruit, if you want to be Machmer like any fruit. Because this is general, generic Machlokes about when Tu B'Shvat, when Rosh Hashanah Leilonos is, right?
In other words, is there an added
halacha? Is there any reason why this story was taking place with Esrog? Afilu Shah Peres, Afilu Bashar Kol Elon, it would be the same suffix. Tanis, the Gemara says, you have to make another knesh in this maisa. Because this maisa took place with an esrog, and it was dafka with an esrog. It was kachumrei, not Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It was kachumrei Rabbi Gamliel, kachumrei Rabbi Eliezer, referring to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah brings the machlokes, whether you go baser, baser chanata, or baser lakita. Say he was machmer to do what?
Both.
To do both. So therefore, if the chanata took place in Shana Shnia, he was machmer like, what's his name, like Rabbi Lazar, to say Meiser Sheni. And if the Lakita took place after Tu B'Shvat, or after, in this case, it was after Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It was on the first day of Shvat. So he was machmer to do what? To do like, I guess, in that regard, you have to say he did like Beis Shammai. Right? Because he's being machmer like, right, Rabbi Gamliel, and he's taking Meiser Oni. But that's only going to work out according to Beis Shammai, right? You got that? Because it's on the first day of Shvat. So the Chorma only makes sense according to the Shita of Beis Shammai. So we still have Shammai involved here. So the Gemara is going to ask that in just a minute. So first thing it says, it's the Chumras of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. The next thing the Gemara asks is, now we're on the base, Chafam base, the Chi Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Lom in Beis Hillel, Inun Hava. But wasn't Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lazar from the house of Hillel? So what? How could you be machmer like Beis Shammai according to those shitas in the Mishnah? That's not working out like those shitas. That's the Gemara's kasha.
Because you were in Beis Hillel, you couldn't take the chumras on Beis
Shammai. Yeah, it's not mistaver. Rabbi Yossi
Brabon. Was he the nasi?
Yeah.
So he certainly wouldn't be machmer like Beis Shammai.
Well, it's Rabbi Kiva is being machmer here.
Yeah.
We're going with Rabbi Kiva was machmer in the shita of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. But weren't they, since we're talking about Rosh Chodesh Shvat, presumably, then it only doesn't work out if you hold like Beis Shammai. So what's going on? Rabbi Yossi Rabun, Tiftar, Shai Esrog, Chonak, Chodem, Chamish, Asa, Beshvat, Shel, Shniya. The Nechus Lashlishes, it was, this answer is a little hard to understand what exactly they're saying. So it was Chonat, so what we're saying is, The Chanata took place in the Shona Shniya prior to Tu B'Shvat, the previous year. It was a long time ago. And now, the Lakita took place on Rosh Chodesh Shvat a year later, the week before, Tu B'Shvat. Right, that could be why it's missing. Very good. Because the last, it's Adar Rishon Lashon. So good, very good. I didn't think of that. That's perfect. So that's perfect. So the Chanata took place a year ago prior to Tu B'Shvat. Now the Lakita is taking place after Tu B'Shvat, although it's almost a year later. It's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So now we have a perfect setup of before Tu B'Shvat and after Tu B'Shvat. So it's not totally in Beis Shammai. This is totally has nothing to do with Beis Shammai because the first Shvat is really after Tu B'Shvat or the previous year. That's Gemara's answer. Okay, next is still a Shlishis.
So it's still the second year.
Correct. It depends who you're going. Like, it's the second year if you go Basa Chanata.
Right.
If you go Basa Lakita, it's the third year because it's after Tu B'Shvat. I'll die to drink my meal that you go after the Lakita. So Isurayoni, you give my Isurayoni. I'll die to drink Beliazar who goes Basa Chanata. That took place in the Shana Shniya. So it's going to be Isurayoni Sheni, you give my Isurayoni. Now the Gemara asked the question I asked you before. How did Rabbi Akiva take off the Meiser Oni and Meiser Sheni on the Esrog? Kara Shem with Meiser Sheni Shabbal. First he was Kari Shem to make it Meiser Sheni. Ufidayo. And then he was part of the Meiser Sheni. And then what did he do? He gave the Meiser Sheni Peros, which no longer have Kedushas Meiser Sheni, and he used those Peros to give to the Aniyim.
No.
No, say no.
He either gave him money.
He can't give them the money. The money has Kedushas Meiser Sheni. He was part of the Meiser Sheni.
Yeah, so what did he do with it?
He's going to have to take that to Yerushalayim, just like everybody else.
He took it to Yerushalayim. The Aniyim in Yerushalayim, right?
No. That's not what he did. I'm telling you. That's not the way the Mefarshim explain it. They say that he gave the payers to the Aniyim after he was the Meiser Sheni payers. He was part of the Meiser Sheni Bears there. They're cool now.
Yeah. Okay.
Those can be given to the Aniyim.
Oh.
And that way he was machmer. In other words, he didn't take off 10% and 10%. That's a big chumra. That's 20%. You don't have to do that. Right? No one would say he had to do that.
That's what it sounded like.
That's what it says over here in Ufidayo. Hillel of Amos. Vehiniach osen Amos b'tzad k'del haloysen Yerushalayim. Right? But also Isser Shen Nifta V'yotzel Chulin. That Hayin Noisin Lani Paris Meiserani. Now here's the question. This is a myriad question. I love this. This footnote is a very interesting question. Why don't you say the following? Every Chumra is like this. A Chumra is you're worried about two shittas, right? Maybe he's right. Maybe he's right. Right. So why didn't he do like this? He could go to the Aniyim and say, look. Halacha might be like Rabbi Gamliel. So I'm going to be part of the Meiser Sheni. And I'm going to take that money up to Yerushalayim, L'chumra. Now, you want these payers because maybe it's the third year and it really belongs to the Ani? Meitzim Gamliel of Araya.
That's what I'm thinking.
Meitzim Gamliel of Araya. Well, you prove to me. What kind of chumra is this? The chumra doesn't make sense. A chumra has got to work within the context of having a chiyuv. There doesn't seem to be any chiyuv here to give it to the Aniyim. So, I mean, you could say, nah, he still wants to be machmer to give it to the Aniyim, which is possible. But there's a geshmak of teretz over here given by, who gives a teretz? It's the Sfas Nemes. What a gevaldik teretz. Listen to this teretz. He says, if it's mimanef, the only time you say motzim chavel haraya is it's be'emes, it's your moment. And I'm trying to take it away from you. But here, what are the two tzadim? It might be Meiser Sheni, it might be Meiser Oni. If it's Meiser Oni, it's for sure not mine. It belongs to the Aniyim. And if it's Meiser Sheni, Momen Gavayahu! Doesn't belong to me. It belongs to Vashal Olam. And therefore, in that's his finish. You don't say a Moshe Mechabel of Araya in that case. Because in Manashak, it's not mine. Moshe Mechabel of Araya means I'm a Mukzuk. And you want to take it away from me, you have to bring me Araya. Here, it's Mimanashach, not mine. Either it's Momen Gavaya, or it's Momen Aniyim. What a beautiful teretz from the Sfas Nemes.
Yeah.
To Valdik.
But I still have enough
for
to give it away.
Yeah. Give it away, you mean to eat it in Yerushalayim. You're not giving it away to anybody. You're eating it. Yeah. Okay, next Mishnah. Tam Mahalchi Shtayim. Now we're talking about blood. Mahalchi Shtayim. What starts off on 4, then is on 2, and ends up on 3? Remember that riddle?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mahalchi Shtayim is the middle middle span of life, where people are walking around 2 feet, right? So that, if you have dam that comes out of a person, so then it's like what? It's shovel dam behema. It's like a dam of behema, meaning what? What's the din of a dam behema? As far as what is concerned?
The animal, it's the dam.
So it says over here, lahakshir. So it says over here, lahakshir es hazroyim. That if the dam, is one of the seven, dam is shot.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yad
Shachat Dam. And Dam is Dam?
No, the Dam is Dam.
Dam is Dam.
You got Dvash, you got Dam. Anyway, so I don't find having my apple dipped in blood very appetizing except when it's a full moon.
You don't know that.
Or when you buy
it. Yeah, whatever. So, what is the din, by the way, in Shulchan Aruch? If a person loses his tooth, he bites into his challah on Shabbos. It happens at the table all the time for the kids.
You take out
the challah, and it's all red all over the challah. Can I eat that piece of challah?
Yeah.
I can eat that piece of challah?
No,
once
it's out of me, once it's out,
it's on my hand, and I see I've got red on the challah. You got to cut that challah away. It's stripping it. But you're right, though. If it's in your mouth, it was not yotze. As long as it's not yotze, that's why if the dentist is drilling your teeth and creating a lot of blood, that you worry. Sometimes I used to think about this: am I allowed to swallow, or am I not allowed to swallow? I have a throat full of blood from my mouth, and I swallow it. The answer is yes, you can, no problem.
Your blood,
toxin.
It's my blood. It's not the point. It's dam hachi shtayim. It's mutter as long as it's loypirish. That's the wrong stupid. Okay, so this Mishnah says the same thing. It's like as far as being Makshir Zoram is concerned, and it's like in any of the other Shiva Makshir. So, and it's like Dam Hema. Dam Hasharat, and it's Shavel. Dam HaKishtayim is Shavel or Dam Sharat in one way, Ein Chayav and Olav. You're not Chayav. It seems to be, the Pshat is Ein Chayav and Olav sounds like you're not Chayav. Chorus, if you eat it. If you eat that blood, even though if you eat regular blood, right, you have karas. It's one of the chayim increases. If you eat this blood, you're not chayim karas. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, we're finally getting a rainstorm. It's mamash. Okay.
But,
so, Rabbah, Rav Huna, B'Shem Rav, said a very surprising statement. He said in Hissu by Chaim Malchus, that if he eats it, the dam hachishtayim that he gets malchus, so they ask him a kasha from our Mishnah.
Right, neither don't.
There's no difference between your own blood and someone else's blood. No difference. Once it's pure, what?
It's trotted.
Oh, I'm sorry. All because you're right. Because I'm sorry. Dam trotted. Yeah, he had dam trotted. You're right. He had dam trotted. So it's the same idea though. If he gets malchus, so the Gemara asks the kasher. It says dam sharat ain chayav and olav. The Mishnah says that you're not chayav. That in that way dam hachishtayim is like dam shrotzim that you're not chayav. So it's vice versa. Dam shrotzim, you're not chayav. I mean, I think you could have said either way. It's fine. On Rabbah in chayav and olav chorus, that when the Mishnah says in chayav and olav, it means you're not chayav chorus, not that you're not chayav malchus. So the Gemara says no. Hatani is a brisa that says. The pasuk is not quoted in the Gemara, but it says over here that the pasuk is hold dam lo yiseflu lo eif v'la behema. So you can't eat any dam for eif or behema. Dam hachishtayim she'ein bo tumakala. That when it comes to tumas eichlin, right? What the Gemara is doing is it's comparing a person and sheretz to behema. So behema has this attribute, think about it, it could be nevela, but it could also be an eichel. So you could have a basar of a behema, become a kabel tumah as a sheni, right? It could be an avat tumah, it could be a rishon, it could be a basar of an animal. But a person doesn't have that. A person is either avat tumah, is he a rishon? Forget it, I don't want to go that high. Of course, the avat tumah. I'm talking about he could be avat tumah, but a rishon latumah can't be matami a person. A rishon can be matami aichlim. Eichlin, right? So that's what he's calling tuma chamura and tuma kala. So tumas eichlin does not exist by a person. So it's not like eichlin behema. And also sheretz, there's no tuma chamura, means it's never matame adam with the begodim. In other words, dam and behema, if they're nevela, if I touch it, when I touch it, it'll be matame myself and the begotten that I'm wearing. But by sheretz, that's not the case. It'll only be matami me. So you see what? It says, but Pharaoh says, there's no love, there's no life. That's like, so how come you're getting malchus? And it's in the Gemara, I'm Rofi Amarada, Hadot Tamar, Shehisro Mishram. When the Mishnah says that you don't get malchus, it's talking about when you give hasra for lo yisayflo dam. For that you don't get malchus, but if you gave him hasra for achilas sheretz, you will get malchus, because dam sheretz is no different than the basar sheretz. The sheretz and the dam are all included in the same isra of achilas sheretzim, and therefore you're going to get malchus for eating the sheretz. Ad kan.